Hi, I'm Rick Warren, and you're listening to Daily Hope. Did you know that having fun is good for your health? What may surprise you is that God designed you that way. God tells us in His Word that we're meant to enjoy life. In Proverbs 17:22, the Bible says, "A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones." In other words, it just causes you to shrivel up on the inside. I like to put it this way, he who laughs lasts. So learn to laugh. Learn to laugh at yourself and learn to laugh at life and put some play in every day. Learn to relax. Learn to chill out. Learn to have some fun. The Bible has a lot to say about this. In fact, the Bible has a lot to say about every area of our health. So let's get started with our study today.
Today on Daily Hope with Pastor Rick Warren, we continue in our series called God's Prescription for a Healthy Life. This is the third and final part of a message called Why We Need Each Other. It's taken from various portions of Scripture. But just before we begin, you know, a short time back while spending the morning baptizing several hundred people at his church, Pastor Rick noticed that he and his congregation had put on more than just a few pounds, and they'd really gotten out of shape. And it was right then and there that God put it on Rick's heart to contact three nationally known doctors, Dr. Oz, Dr. Amen, and Dr. Hyman. Now together, they helped launch the Daniel Plan, an appetizing approach to achieving a healthy lifestyle by optimizing five key areas: faith, food, fitness, focus, and friends. The combination of these five key essentials immediately began to change lives in a dramatic way. In fact, the first year, 15,000 people participated, got healthy, and collectively lost 260,000 pounds. Pastor Rick really wants you to get healthy too. So he's asked us to send a hardback copy of the Daniel Plan book as his way of saying thank you for your financial gift to this 100% listener supported ministry. Now, Rick believes the biblical concepts in this book will help you gain health and lose those extra pounds the right way, God's way. Just call 800-600-5004 or visit rickwarren.org today to request your copy. That's 800-600-5004 or rickwarren.org. And now here's Pastor Rick with today's message.
Now the Bible says in Hebrews 13:1, keep being concerned about each other as the Lord's followers should. We should care about each other. We're family. We're in God's family. And as brothers and sisters, I should defend you and you should defend me. And I help you stay on track and you help me stay on track. Now it says keep being concerned. Circle the word keep. That means not just once. You're vigilant. In a war, everybody has to take time on sentry duty. While everybody else is sleeping, somebody stays awake to make sure the enemy isn't crashing in. Now, since 9/11, we've all been a whole lot more vigilant for each other with terrorism and things like that. But did you know that you have an enemy far more destructive than terrorists? Oh, yeah. You have a personal enemy. And he hates your guts. And he wants to defeat you. His name is Satan. And Satan wants to mess up your life. Satan wants to bring problems in your life. Satan wants to ruin your relationships. He wants to hurt you as bad as he can. Now, why would he do that? Because he can't hurt God. See, Satan, what he wants to do is he wants to hurt God, but he can't. When you can't hurt somebody, what do? You go after their children. If you couldn't get to me, you'd go after my wife or my kids. Satan can't hurt God. So what does he do? He tries to hurt God's children. And he doesn't care what it'll take, how badly you get hurt. He wants to mess you up anyway. And the moment you wake up in the morning, he's already been plotting how to get you to waste that day, to blow it with anger or worry or fear or guilt or shame or depression or any other resentment or bitterness. He'll just try to get you all messed up. I've been reading this 9/11 report from the commission. Interesting reading. But as I read it, I thought, what are the parallels here between our battle, our spiritual battle against Satan? Now listen to this. Listen to this parallel. We learned about an enemy. This is what the committee reported. Who is sophisticated, patient, disciplined, and lethal. That's exactly what the devil is. The enemy rallies broad support by redressing political grievance, but its hostility toward us and our values is limitless. And Satan's hatred of you is limitless. Its purpose is to rid the world of religious pluralism. It makes no distinction between military and civilian targets. Collateral damage is not in its lexicon. Satan doesn't care who gets hurt. He just wants to hurt. It says, we learned that we did not understand how grave this threat could be, and so we did not adjust our plans and practices to deter or defeat it. Boy, if that doesn't describe most Christians. We don't realize the war we're in, and so we don't make any plans to handle temptation. It says, now the test before us now is to sustain the unity of purpose. I could have written this stuff. Okay? The test before us is to sustain the unity of purpose and meet the challenges now confronting us. We need to design a balanced strategy for the long haul to attack terrorists while at the same time protecting ourselves against future attack. Think about that. They say, we not only have to protect ourselves, we have to go after them. And that's what it says in the Bible. The gates of hell will not prevail against us. Gates are defensive. He says, you're going after the devil, not vice versa. Now, let me tell you something. When Satan attacks you, he doesn't come in a little red costume with pointy, you know, things and a pitchfork and say, boo. How does Satan mess up your life? Through habits you can't break, the hurts that you won't let go of and you hold on to resentment, through hang-ups you can't change in your life, through problems, through circumstances, through relationships that break your heart and hurt you. And he always works around through others. And most Christians are defeated. They live in defeat. Why? Because we try to fight him on our own. And that's stupid. You're never going to win against the devil on your own. You need other people who will watch out for you and help you. Look at this next verse. Ecclesiastes 4:12. A person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. And three are even better, for a triple braided cord is not easily broken. That's a small group. He says, you know, you watch out for each other. Last year, about this time, I walked across a maximum security prison yard in Northern California. 2,000 inmates in that field and in that yard. And I walked across it with no guard protecting me. No gun, no weapon, no body armor, but just myself. And I'm walking across, and I was not afraid. Why? Because I had a group of other inmates, about 30 of them, who were Christians, in front of me, behind me, and on either side of me. And if anybody wanted to get at me, they were going to have to get through these guys who had these tattoos that said, Mom and Jesus, you know? And there's no way I felt worried. Because these guys were there to protect me. Now here's my question. Is there anybody watching your backside? Anybody who's watching out for your spiritual welfare? Do you have anybody close like that? Are you in a small group where that group of guys, if you're a guy, or women, if you're a woman, who are saying, you know what, we're there when you're going through the tough time. We're not going to let you get discouraged. We're not going to let you get depressed. We're not going to let you get worried, because we're going to be here with you. If you don't have anybody like that, I pity you. You've got a big bullseye on your back for Satan. Say, here's a loner. They're not connected. They're not in a group. You know, I know this is hard to believe, but when I was young, I was a lifeguard for 3 summers. Actually, they fired me because every time I see a hand, I go, yes, I see that hand. God bless you. Yes, God bless you. Is there another? Oh, yes, many are raising their hands. God bless you. Yeah, thank you. I made that part up. But it was a lifeguard, and everybody knows you never go swimming by yourself in the ocean. You might catch a riptide. You never go by yourself. Did you read about this kid? He was an experienced climber, mountain climber a couple of months ago. He's climbing a mountain, slipped and fell into a ravine, and got his arm caught. And he couldn't get out, and he would have died there because he was by himself. He thought he knew enough to go it on his own. And the only way he broke free was he had to cut his own arm off or die. Even the pros need a buddy. Would you write this down? Community is God's answer to defeat. Community is God's answer to defeat. And so, you need other people. Some problems in our life only get solved by team tackling together.
That's Rick Warren with just a portion of today's message called Why We Need Each Other. It's from the series God's Prescription for a Healthy Life. There's so much more great teaching coming up, so stay with us.
I've lost 75 pounds and I've recently competed in an Ironman triathlon, and it's all because of my involvement with the Daniel Plan.
More than 15,000 people, including Joel, have lost weight with the Daniel Plan.
I look good, I feel healthy. It is much better to be fit than fat.
Let Pastor Rick send you a hardcover copy of his new book, The Daniel Plan, today, as his way of saying thanks for your financial gift to this listener-supported ministry. Just go to rickwarren.org.
And once again, here's Rick Warren.
And so, you need other people. Some problems in our life only get solved by team tackling together. I need people to walk with me and work with me and watch out for me. Number four, I need others to wait with me and to weep with me. To wait and weep. I'm talking about they wait while I'm waiting for the bad news. And they weep when I get the bad news. I need people in me with the inevitable crises of life, the tragedies hit. I don't want to face that alone. Now, as your pastor, I especially feel this one because I see it on a daily basis. There are situations that nobody should ever have to go through alone. Nobody should ever have to wait in the hospital while a loved one is in a life or death surgery. Nobody. No woman should ever have to wait alone, waiting for the lab report back on a problem pregnancy. Nobody. Nobody should have to wait for news from a battlefield alone. Nobody should have to stand at the edge of an open grave alone. Nobody should have to wait at home alone for the coroner to come and publicly identify the body of a loved one who just died. Nobody. Now, the fact is, some of these things are going to happen to you. They're inevitable. You're going to have loved ones die. You're going to go through tragedy. You're going to get bad health news. You're going to find out one day that you are dying. And you need other people in your life. Now, only a fool would go all the way through life totally unprepared for something you know is inevitably going to happen. The time is now to build the safety net, the network of supportive friends, get it in place now, because at some point the tragedy is going to happen. You don't know when. The time to prepare is now. Now, what is God's safety net? It is a group of other believers. You don't need 100. You only need 5 or 6. But it's a group of other believers who are committed to you. The Bible says this in 1 Peter 3:8. You should be like one big family, full of sympathy toward each other. Now, when you get in the hospital, you don't want the whole church to visit you. In fact, it'd be kind of bad if all of us came. But it would be nice to have 4 or 5 come see you and say, we're praying for you. I'll never forget, there was a guy who came to this church for 7 years. He used to sit up in the bleachers. And he came for 7 years, never got involved in anything, never joined a small group, just came to worship and left. Never even met anybody in the church. I'm the only person he ever knew. Never made any friends in the family. One day he had a heart attack and he got in the hospital, and then he got an infection and he was in for 2 weeks. And I was out traveling around speaking somewhere. I didn't even hear about it till I got back. And when he got out of the hospital, he came to the church and he said, I'm leaving the church. I said, why? He said, because it's unfriendly. Nobody visited me in the hospital. I said, I'm sorry. And he left. He never cared enough to even meet anybody. He's going to die and go to heaven and meet somebody. You were at Saddleback? I didn't know you were there. You know? I've told you many times that I could not make it in life without my small group. 8 other people plus my wife and I in our small group. This last year we've gone through practically every kind of family or personal crisis you could imagine. And we've been there to wait for each other and to wait with each other and to weep with each other when we needed support. See, here's God's plan. 1 Corinthians 12. If one member suffers, all suffer together. You know, I read recently about a guy who died at home in his bed and nobody discovered it for 2 years. I thought, how tragic that a guy was not even missed for 2 years. Can you imagine the despair in that man's heart as he was dying in bed? Nobody should ever die alone. Nobody should ever have to go through that kind of despair. Would you write this down? Community is God's answer to despair. Community is God's answer to despair. Romans 12:15 says, be happy with those who are happy and weep with those who weep. We do that in a group. Somebody has a good thing, a promotion, a celebration, a graduation. We party. We have a good time. We have fun. Somebody has a tough time, we weep with them. By the way, you know, a lot of times in groups, small groups, people don't know how to deal with tears. You'll be in a small group together and someone starts crying. A little tear comes down the cheek. Let me give you a little tip. A tear is always a sign it's time to stop and pray. That's what you do. Whenever there is a tear, it's time to stop and pray. And so you say, well, let's just stop right now and let's pray for Mary. She just got this news from her sister. So let's stop and pray for her right now. Let's stop and pray for Bob right now. He has given 22 years of his life to this corporation, and they just laid him off with 1 week's notice. And he's pretty devastated. Let's pray for Tom right now. That is the sign to do. Now, you don't have to fix anybody's problem in a small group. They don't want you to fix it. They just want you to sympathize. When you're going through a crisis, you don't want advice. You just want somebody to be there. You just sit there with them, silent. Hold their hand. Put arm around the shoulder. Cry with them. Be there with them. In fact, usually it's when we start talking we get in trouble. We get the stupid advice and stuff like that. No, just be there. Just be there. Sit there with them. And sometimes you sit in silence. The fifth reason I need other people in my life is I need others to witness with me. And what I mean by that, you have a life message that God wants you to share with the world. It's part of your mission. And there's great power in group witness. God never meant for you to do your mission alone. God would never send a soldier out by himself. No, he says we go out together. And it's very impressive. Now, what is the way you witness best to people who don't know the love of God? How do you witness best to them? I'll surprise you. God says it's by loving others in the family of God. Look at what Jesus said. John 13. Your love for one another, not for me, he says, not for God, not for Jesus. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. What impresses the community the most? When Christians, believers, love each other. You see, the one thing that proves to the world that you're in the family of God, that you've stepped across the line, that you're headed for heaven, is that you love other people in the family of God. And if you do not love other people in the family of God, you've got every reason to doubt, am I in it? Because that's one of the things. When you're truly in God's family, you start loving others in God's family. And that's what impresses the community. You see how they love. That's what we want Saddleback to be known for. What impresses them is not our size, not our buildings, not our sermons, not our music, but hey, that's the place where you get loved. That's where they love you. That's the place where you're not perfect, but they love you still. And that's what impresses the community. See how they love.
You've just heard Daily Hope with Rick Warren. If you missed any part of this message, you can listen online anytime at rickwarren.org. And while you're there, you can sign up for Rick's encouraging Daily Hope email devotion. And you'll find a ton of other extremely helpful resources. Now, Pastor Rick's back in just a moment to share a closing thought. But first, one last word about a very helpful resource that we would love to send to you. It was just a short time back that Pastor Rick was baptizing several hundred people at his church. And he noticed that he and his congregation had put on more than just a few pounds. And they'd gotten out of shape. And it was right then and there that God put it on Rick's heart to contact three nationally known doctors. Dr. Oz, Dr. Amen, and Dr. Hyman. Together, they helped launch the Daniel Plan, an appetizing approach to achieving a healthy lifestyle by optimizing five key areas: faith, food, fitness, focus, and friends. The combination of these five key essentials immediately began to change lives in a dramatic way. In fact, the first year, 15,000 people participated. They got healthy and collectively lost 260,000 pounds. And Pastor Rick really wants you to get healthy too. So he's asked us to send you a hardback copy of the Daniel Plan book. It's his way of saying thanks for your financial support to this 100% listener-supported ministry. Rick really believes the biblical concepts in this book will help you gain health and lose those extra pounds the right way, God's way. Just call 800-600-5004 or visit rickwarren.org today to request your copy. That's 800-600-5004 or visit rickwarren.org. And now Rick Warren with a closing thought.
Thanks for joining me today on Daily Hope. Before I go, I'd like to just take a few seconds to tell you why I started Daily Hope Ministry and how your involvement in this ministry makes a difference not only in this broadcast program, but in three major initiatives that we're trying to launch around the world. When I began praying about a daily audio broadcast, God burned three strong convictions into my heart. The first is this: our culture is decaying. Not just in America, but all around the world, we see people increasing in rudeness and walking further and further away from God. And I'm deeply concerned about this direction, not just in America, but in many nations around the world. The second conviction I have is that global missions is at a tipping point. I launched Daily Hope to help underwrite what I call the Final Frontier Project. Did you know that there's still about 3,000 tribes in the world that have no Bible, no believer, and no body of Christ? Now, the reason why the gospel hasn't gotten to these 3,000 tribes is because they're very small, between 3,000, 5,000 people. None of them have more than 100,000 people. And my goal in this program is to help raise up both volunteers and resources that will help us finish the task by the end of this decade. A third conviction that I have is that we need to stand up against the erosion of religious liberty all around the world. Christians are increasingly being persecuted, not just around the world, but now even in America. And I launched Daily Hope because I believe religious liberty needs to be shored up in every area, on the campuses, in the government, in our schools, in our homes, in our business places, in the military, where freedom of religion is held up for one and for all. Now, you can see from these three initiatives that my vision is both national and global. These initiatives give us a huge opportunity to make a difference, not only now in our generation, but in our children's and our children's children's generation. What I'm saying is, this is an opportunity for you to be a history maker. See, I can't do this alone. But if you will join me in these tasks of being salt and light in a decaying culture, of helping reach the final frontier of those who still haven't heard the good news, and helping us preserve religious liberty all around the world, you will be doing something that will have long-lasting value. I'd love to have you as a part of my Daily Hope team. To find out more about this, I want you to go visit my website, www.rickwarren.org. Click on the Partners in Hope link. Let me know you're on my team. If you can't go to that website, send an email at rick@rickwarren.org. Or you can even call me. Call 1-800-600-5004. That's 1-800-600-5004. Thanks for listening today, and join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous support.